to. We were talking about the animal with the hard shell. What was the name you gave?
Huh?
What was the name you gave for the animal with the hard shell?
Oh, box cutter. Or the tail, too. No, a gopher.
Oh.
A gopher cutter.
Well, now, does a gopher live on the land?
He live on land.
Uh-huh. And the cooter?
Hmm?
Does the cooter live in water?
No, it live on land.
Oh,
but
really?
He go in water, but he don't live in sometimes we go in.
Uh-huh.
The one I tell him, I live on land. And especially the gopher, they live on high land.
Huh.
Have a hole in the ground.
Do you have terrapins here?
Huh?
Do you have terrapins here? Is that, some people call this kind of an animal a terrapin. And I
terrapin.
Uh-huh.
You have terrapin live in water.
Uh-huh. Okay. Good. What do you call the insides of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlin.
Okay. And can you eat the insides of other animals?
Huh?
Can you eat the insides of other animals?
Yeah, called.
Oh, what's that called?
Tray.
Huh. Well, how do you fix it?
You fry them. You cook it. Fry the skull and have it fry in the make a soft batter and fry it like that. Exalt it in the batter and fry it. They try it.
Huh. Okay.
Buy it in then can store it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen it. I'll have to look for it.
You sure will.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
White. Oh, the yellow.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
From what?
The upper part of a man's body from his waist to his shoulders.
To his shoulders.
Yeah, the front part of his body.
Oh, breast.
Okay. And let's see. What do you call something that you can get into if you're, let's see, if you're at a lake or a river, and you want to get from one side to the other side, you can get in this thing and row yourself across?
Boat.
Okay, do you have any other names for boats? If you have a boat with a squared-off bow, is it called something else?
It's a square. The boat is called a flat.
Oh, uh-huh. How about if it's pointed?
Hmm?
If it's pointed, do you call it?
You call it a boat.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what do you call the covering for a pillow?
A pillow. What kind of pillow are you talking about?
The pillow you sleep on.
Oh, slip.
Okay. And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you could say, well, that's certainly a pretty what of beads.
Beads.
Uh-huh. If she's...
Put a bracelet around her neck.
Okay.
The bracelet would mostly be on her arm.
Yeah. when you're talking about beads around your neck, some people say a pair of beads or a string of beads or a strand of beads. Which one would you say?
I would say string.
Okay. if two men have a fight and one man defeats the other one really badly, you could say that one man what the other one?
Beat.
Okay. And do you have a name for the back part of a man's legs if he squats down? You could say he Okay. Would you ever call it anything like hunkers or haunches or honkers?
Honkers.
Is that the part of the leg when you're squatting down?
No, back here is a calf.
Uh-huh. Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person?
Mm-hmm.
You could say he just never wants